News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a batch of pleas seeking to examine the constitutional validity of the Citizenship Amendment Act. A bench headed by Chief Justice S.A. Bobde, which had issued notice to the Centre on December 18 on several pleas, is likely to hear a batch of 143 petitions, including those filed by the Indian Union Muslim League and Congress leader Jairam Ramesh. Several other petitions have also challenged the constitutional validity of the CAA, including those by RJD leader Manoj Jha, Trinamool Congress MP Mahua Moitra, and AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi. Other petitioners include Muslim body Jamaat Ulema-e Hind, All Assam Students Union, Peace Party, CPI, NGOs Rehai Manj and Citizens Against Hate, Advocate ML Sharma, and some law students. The CAA seeks to grant citizenship to non-Muslim migrants belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Christian, Jain, and Parsi communities who came to India from Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan on or before December 31, 2014. Some of the petitions filed later have also sought a stay on the operation of the legislation which came into force on January 10. President Ram Nath Kovind had earlier given assent to the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2019 on December 12, turning it into an act. The apex court had on January 9 refused to entertain a plea seeking that the CAA be declared constitutional, saying the country is going through difficult times and there is so much violence that endeavour should be for peace. The IUML in its plea said the CAA violates the fundamental right to equality and intends to grant citizenship to a section of illegal immigrants by making an exclusion on the basis of religion. It has sought an interim stay on the operation of CAA and the Foreigner Amendment Order 2015 and the Passport Amendment Rules 2015. The petition had alleged that the CAA is against the basic structure of the Constitution and intended to explicitly discriminate against Muslims, as the Act extended benefits to only Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians. The plea filed by Ramesh said the Act is a brazen attack on the core fundamental rights envisaged under the Constitution and treats equals as unequal. Ramesh said the substantial questions of law, including whether religion can be a factor to either acquire or deny citizenship in India, arises for consideration of the court, as it is a patently unconstitutional amendment to the Citizenship Act 1955. President Donald Trump, who met Imran Khan in Davos on Tuesday, said the United States is watching and closely following the developments between India and Pakistan on the issue of Jammu and Kashmir. Trump, who met Pakistani Prime Minister Khan on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland, described him as a very good friend of mine. Trump said the two countries would not only talk about trade, which would be of very, very paramount importance, but many other things as well. And we are working together on some borders, and we are talking about Kashmir and the relation to what's going on with Pakistan and India. And if we can help, we certainly will be helping. And we've been watching that and following it very, very closely, a statement on the White House website quoted Trump as saying. In response, Khan described Kashmir as a big issue. And of course, we always hope that the US will play its part in resolving it, because no other country can, he said. Trump, who's likely to visit India in the last week of February, gave a vague reply when asked if he will also visit Pakistan. We are visiting right now, so we won't really have to, but I wanted to say hello for both a relationship standpoint. We've had a great relationship, and from the standpoint of our two countries, we are getting along very well, he said, talking about Washington's ties with Islamabad. I would say we've never been closer with Pakistan than we are right now, and that's a big statement, although I wouldn't say at all times we were close as a country, but we are very close right now because of the relationship that we have, Trump elaborated. This was the third leadership-level interaction between Pakistan and the US since Khan's maiden visit to Washington last July. The two leaders also met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly last September. The meeting between Trump and Khan came amid tensions in the Gulf region between Iran and the US and Pakistan's efforts to drum up support on the Kashmir issue. Trump had kicked up a controversy last year when he met Khan at the White House for the first time last July. The US president had claimed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had asked him to mediate on the Kashmir issue when they met in Japan's Osaka on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Trump's statement was categorically shot down by the center. Trump later made similar attempts, pitching himself in a position to mediate on Kashmir, with Washington stating it would work towards reducing tensions between India and Pakistan. "We are helping the situation, but there are tremendous problems between the two countries, and I would do my best to mediate or something," Trump had said. India has held a consistent position for close to 5 decades that the matter will only be discussed bilaterally and is not open to a third-party intervention. Trump had again offered to mediate on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, saying he would help resolve the Kashmir issue if there is assent from the other side. Bilateral ties between India and Pakistan have remained strained since the BJP-led central government abrogated provisions of Article 370 of the Constitution and revoked Jammu and Kashmir's special status last August. It also bifurcated the state into 2 union territories. At least 6 people have died of the new SARS-like virus in China, with top leaders warning officials against any cover-up of the information on its outbreak, even as the WHO is considering declaring an international public health emergency to combat the deadly illness. The number of infected people has also increased sharply to about 300 as the government scampered to contain its spread by increasing monitoring on the movement of public from the 12 million people strong Wuhan city from where the SARS-like virus was first reported in December. The World Health Organization, which is holding an emergency meeting today, will consider declaring an international public health emergency over the virus as it did with swine flu and Ebola, BBC reported. Such a declaration, if made, will be seen as an urgent call for a coordinated international response in view of fears that millions of Chinese are traveling at home and abroad for the Chinese New Year and Spring Festival holidays starting from January 24. The week-long festival triggers biggest mass migration, clogging roads, rail and air networks every year. India has already issued a travel warning. Several countries started screening travelers coming from China, especially from Wuhan, to detect symptoms like fever. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang confirmed on Monday about Chinese officials' attendance at the emergency meeting of the International Health Regulation called by the WHO. Experts from countries from where the virus is reported would also attend the meeting and share the information on the epidemic and come up with scientific solutions, he said. He said China has shared information with the WHO about the virus, as well as the countries affected, besides Hong Kong and Macau, which are special administrative regions of China. Meanwhile, as the fear grips Chinese cities, the country's top leaders have warned lower-level officials against any cover-up in the information relating to the spread of the new coronavirus. China's National Health Commission on Monday confirmed for the first time that the infection could be transmitted from human to human. It said 2 people in Guangdong province had been infected this way. In a separate statement, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said at least 15 medical workers in Wuhan have also been infected with the virus, with 1 in critical condition. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.